The new country, 96.3. Second
date update.
All right, we got Eric on the line. Eric had a great first date with Julie, but no second date. We're going to see if we can help him out this morning. So first of all, Eric, tell us how you met Julie.
We met online. We met on eHarmony, actually. We hit it off online, then we decided to change numbers. We texted back and forth a little bit, and then finally we decided to meet up in person.
Okay, and how did that go?
It went well. We just went out for a couple drinks. We kept it real casual. We went out for a couple drinks on a patio. Nothing too special or crazy or anything like that. But it went really, really well. Like, we were able to easily transition our conversations on text and everything else in person. It was seamless, actually, which is pretty rare.
You said you're on eHarmony, and eHarmony usually takes it to another level before you guys even meet, correct?
It's like one of the more serious dating sites, right?
And it's more expensive, too. So it's more serious and it's more expensive, and you get what you pay for. So we both decided after meeting to kind of, like, turn that off so we wouldn't be matched with anybody else.
Okay, all right. But that's kind of odd. You decided to do that and you never hear from her again?
Exactly. I don't understand. Did she just totally delete her profile and start a new one and ignore me? Or I'm not really sure why or what happened.
All right, well, let's have us give her a call, see if we can figure out what's going on, and see if we can get you a second date, okay?
Cool.
Hello?
Hi, is this Julie?
Yeah.
Hey, this is the Hawkeye in the Morning Show from New Country 96.3. Can we talk to you on the air for a second?
Sure.
The reason we're calling is we have a feature on our show called Second Date Update, and people call us and had a great first date, but for some reason it never progressed to a second date, and we got a call about you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, do you remember going out with Eric?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he said you guys had a great date, then he said he never heard from you after that.
Yeah, no, it was a really good first date, and he was so sweet, and, like, it really was good, but, yeah, I never did call him back.
He asked us to call on his behalf because he was kind of wondering why. Like you said, the date was really great.
Yeah, I actually ended up meeting somebody else after our date.
Oh. Okay.
That quickly? Like in real life and not on a dating website?
I mean, well, I did meet them on Tinder.
Oh, okay. Well, Eric's on the other line, and like we said, he asked us to call on his behalf. Can we bring him on this conversation just so he can say hello?
Oh my God, okay, sure.
Hey, Julie. Hey, I'm sorry. I guess I'm just a little bit confused. You're out in the dark here because you told me, like, on our date that you had stopped talking to anybody on eHarmony, and I was under the assumption anywhere.
I had. It, when I met the guy, it wasn't planned at all. I ended up seeing him on my roommate's dating app, actually.
Wait, so you... I don't get it. So if even if you were using your roommate's... Is that what you were doing? You were using your roommate's Tinder? I'm sorry. I just don't understand exactly. Because you told me one thing, and now you're saying something else.
I know. Well, like, so we ended up talking that night, and she was showing me a few of the guys that she was thinking about, and, like, I noticed one of the guys, and I thought he was really interesting. Like, we had a lot of the same similar interests from what he said.
Okay, but, I mean, I'm sorry. That just seems like a really sleazy thing to do, because you and I had a lot of things in common, too, and you're just, like, gonna snoop on your roommate's, like, Tinder, and anytime you see somebody cute, you're just gonna meet up with them? Like, why would you tell me one thing and do something totally different? That seems like a really terrible thing to do.
I know. I'm so sorry.
Well, that sucks, because we had a lot of good things in common, and we had a really good time on our quick little date, and I was really hoping we could have more. I was wanting to make this a legitimate thing.
I know. I'm sorry. I just, like, you know, it's dating nowadays. Like, you have to match with so many people to just try to find one person.
You did match with somebody. You matched with me. Like, Tinder is, like, all about... You're going to match with any guy on Tinder because every guy is going to swipe right. You're going to match with any guy on Tinder. It's not that hard. That's just... I don't know. I just feel like it was... I just feel kind of hit in the gut here because, I don't know, I was blindsided, I guess. You totally blindsided me.
Julie, can I ask, were you on Tinder when you were dating Eric?
No. So it was like literally the night I got back from the date and my roommate had it. And after seeing that guy, that's when I downloaded it.
So it was never really that serious or that interesting to you if you left the date and got immediately on Tinder, right?
Just, it was one of the things. It was a great date. You just wanted to see.
Weren't feeling
there.
It.
I guess not.
Yeah, like, nothing against you. I'm sorry.
Well, usually Julie at this point would ask you if like a second date with Eric, we'd pick up the tab, but obviously you've moved on already.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
Eric, obviously you didn't get the answer you're looking for, but at least you got some closure when it comes to Julie.
Yeah, I guess I need to start my own Tinder profile as well.
Catch Second Date Update live. Stream Hawkeye in the Morning on NewCountry963.com or by using the New Country 96.3 app.
And join us for more fun with our Best of Hawkeye in the Morning podcast and our new Travel with Hawkeye podcast, available on our website, HawkeyeInTheMorning.com/podcast. That's HawkeyeInTheMorning.com/podcast.